We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
A few minutes past 5 p.m. Happy Thursday. Our buddy Ryan Recker from Overnight America on KMOX joins us now. What's up, Ryan?
Oh, it's so good to hear you guys. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. I don't know if you knew this, but one of the member of my team covets your position.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about that. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, we've talked about, I think I brought it up on the air.
Yeah, Colombo's dream is to be an overnight guy.
Yeah, I think I said that to you the first time we were on the air together, Ryan. I said I would love that air show. I used to do overnights on music radio, and I am just a night person. I would love I love that overnight.
Yeah,
overnight vibe, the overnight shift.
Hey, we can make a trade right now. You want to be on the DGS, Ryan?
Is this how trades work in radio? Well, I was going to say, what makes you think the late nights are that glorious?
It's just my lifestyle. It's just fit to my lifestyle. I just have always been a night person. I have always been up, late at night and doing work and living my life in the overnight hours. So it just fits perfectly.
What you're setting up basically is those old radio April Fool's Day tricks where, you know, we'll switch positions for a day and we'll fool everyone is what you're trying to set up.
Oh, no trick. no take backs.
No tricks. They would definitely prefer you over me.
My only overnight experience was at Mr. Donut when I was 16, and there's definitely a vibe in a Mr. Donut at 2 in the morning. Is your show the Mr. Donut of radio?
Kind of. I think that most people don't like to pick up the phone after a certain time at night. They might wake up family members, or it just feels weird talking on the phone. But the ones that do pick up are not ashamed to say anything. And that makes it really makes for great radio. So, yes, they're the Mr. Donut types, and I like it that way.
So, as I've told you, my mom's a big Ryan Recker fan, although she always forgets your name. It's like, who's that young man on the overnights?
George Norrie.
That's kind of sweet.
I tend, as the guys will confirm, and I know you listen to the show as well, I have a hard time not arguing/fighting with callers. You seem to me to have it much more under control. What's your secret with that?
I think that I'm willing to hear anyone out. If anything, it's kind of like an exercise where if someone wants to call in and challenge something you believe in, I want to be able to hear them out. So when I respond, I want to make sure I'm able to do it appropriately and don't sound like it's just a shouting type of deal. But then the ones that call in and agree with you, it's strange because you get into the same habit. You want to disagree for the sake of disagreeing with the people you even agree with just to kind of keep things going and flowing. Mm-hmm. And I think that when someone calls in that's heated, I'm not great at de-escalating, but I am great at trying to throw something back at their face to try to get them to understand they're wrong. Not that I'm always right, but that's what I try to do. And that seems to work most of the time.
What's on your mind today? What do you want to kick around?
Well, I like to look back in history, and I was going to mention, since we're talking about radio, that today would have been Wolfman Jack's birthday. And he was such an influential radio type. He had so many great stories. I read his autobiography just last year, and it was just fantastic. But I'm wondering, those radio people you guys idolized growing up, was there anyone in the St. Louis market that you guys listened to all the time that made you want to get into radio?
I can remember my mom and dad being really into the KMOX personalities. Jack Carney, is it Jim White?
Yeah, Jim White.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they just
so good.
So I heard them at some point, but I just remember my mom and dad loving them. My first radio experience was probably 1983 or four. I was working on a landscaping crew, and it's when Corcoran first got here. And, of course, he did the whole JC thing, and none of us had ever heard anything like that. That was probably my first, like, wow, this is interesting.
Does Ryan know your close story?
Oh, yeah, Ryan. When I was in eighth grade, it was career day, and I had to do a project. And part of it was you had to make a report, and you had to have a cover page. And I said I wanted to be on the radio. And so I did a drawing of a guy on the radio, and the only person I'd ever seen was Mark Close. So I did a picture of Mark Close, which you could pick him out of a lineup today based on my drawing. I just drew the Pringles man with no shoulders or ass. But yeah, in eighth grade, I did a report saying I wanted to be on the radio, and there was Mark Close, and then 40 years later, he's my bitch.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
Not anymore. He left you.
Yeah, Dave. The trade's not looking so good anymore, is it, Ryan?
He didn't leave me.
He found some self-respect, and he got the hell out of here.
Suddenly, the overnight seemed so much more attractive.
He was fired.
You know, I don't think people realize, unless they have lived outside of St. Louis, just what a special radio market St. Louis is. There's so many talented people.
Point.
And it's unbelievable the amount of people that have been through here over the years. And, you know, KMOX being a driver of some of the great sports personalities to get their start here. And you look at the Dan Dierdorfs and the Bob Costas and the Jack Buck and even Joe Buck and all of that. And it's just amazing. You go back and look at them all. And when you kind of get accustomed to that, you're immune. You think, oh, that's just normal. But St. Louis is not normal. This is such a great radio market.
Yeah, you don't really notice. Point. Like, mm-hmm. I remember I've grown up here my whole life, and back when I was a kid, Chris Condon, Dick Ford, these really, really good, Patrick Emery. Then I would go, like, to Benton to visit my grandparents, which is a very small market, and you see people on television who suck, and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Not everyone has really great personalities.
I remember my parents. I'm sorry, Ryan, go ahead.
I was going to mention, do you guys get people messaging you like you were Dave messaging like Close? Do you have them say, oh, I want to be in radio. I want to do this. I want your advice. Do you have people that reach out to you guys that want to meet you because they want to do broadcasting?
I did a lot early in my career, but I'm not sure whether the shine's off my apple or people realize there are no more jobs in radio. But that hasn't happened in a few years.
Yeah, that is weird, isn't it? That used to be, when you look to a radio personality, it was like you were looking at a star, a celebrity, and it's just not like that anymore. It's strange. I think that's just the tale of the times when people ushered in internet personalities, yeah. And they thought, well, I can just start a YouTube channel, and if I can get 20 people to watch my video, I'll be a star. And that's the new obsession. They forgot about other ways to broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
I love it, though. There's so many great opportunities in radio, and you're right about the future of radio and trying to figure out exactly where it's going, and maybe the kids are smarter than that, but it's so amazing the tools they have in their disposal. I would have killed to have a studio, but today you can probably $150, you can build one for your own home and have one that would sound pretty decent. It's amazing the way technology has made
it. I think they spent $300 on this one.
The reach is so great, too. You see people talk to each other and be like, well, you only have 30 followers. You only got 50 views on that video. But I've seen more and more people saying things like, okay, I'm an artist and I have a YouTube channel where I put my art up. Yeah, I only got 50 views. But if I had 50 people walk into my studio right now, that would be so thrilling. Like, every little bit that you can get is so great. Yeah. And everyone has access to that platform, whether it's YouTube or podcasting or whatever else. It's anybody can get in the game.
Yeah, and there's so many people on YouTube. They're young and their parents set an account up for them and, you know, monitor to make sure they're using it responsibly and safely. But if they get one person that subscribes to them, they act like it's the biggest accomplishment in the world. And that there's something nice about that sort of thing, that people have that they want people to look at them and consume the art that they're making and enjoy that sort of thing. I think there is that something in every single person that wants to know that they can create something that someone else wants to view or listen to or whatever it is. But sometimes you forget in radio that when you go into the microphone and you can get into the studio that, you know, you're talking to tens of thousands of people at any given second. And you forget about that after you get older. You become cynical. And we have to probably go back to our roots and realize what the pure joy of anyone listening to us is.
Did Steve Moore set him up just to make me feel guilty? Is that what's going on here? Is this what it is?
It's working, isn't it?
Is Steve trying to get me to appreciate my position here?
Now, Ryan, when he asks you how you don't yell at callers, just tell him you're an adult and you don't have to do stuff
That's
like that.
Right.
I'm like, probably too generous.
I'm like, hey Rach, what's Wrecker want to talk about? Let's see. He wants you to ask how he doesn't yell at callers. Okay, fine. I'll play his reindeer games. Right now, Becky's at Ryan's house going, ask him why he demands so much money.
Ryan,
well, you guys are the cornerstone of the radio station. I look at 97.1 and everything it's accomplished in 20 years. I don't think I've been on since you guys celebrated your 20th, but man, honestly, Dave, it's just everything that you've accomplished there. It is so much because of the work you put into it. So, don't be hard on yourself, man. I just love it.
Thank you. Yeah, I heard today that we're one of the only radio stations that are growing. It's been, not because other radio stations suck. This is a difficult time in everything. It's an especially difficult time in media. You see a real reshuffling, though. I'm not sure whether this is just like a last week thing or a last month thing, but I saw that Laura Ingraham was in the bottom. You ever see on Drudge where they have all the ratings?
Mm-hmm.
And like
sure. Yep.
Ingraham, Hannity, and Tucker were on the bottom. And Cuomo and Maddow, like, were on the top.
Interesting.
Like, damn.
Because Tucker was, like, number one for longest time.
Yes.
Yeah, what happened there? Man, that was quite a collapse. I think they said Fox's worst rating since 2000. So, I mean, they were on top for a couple of decades. It's weird to see it flipped around like that.
Yeah, maybe it's time. Maybe, I don't know how often, 5 years, 20 years, but it's just like a natural thing. At some point, the pond turns over and new things are popular and things that were just aren't. So maybe that's what we're going through right now.
Oh, man. I feel like a lot of ways just that there's so many things that happened during the Trump administration that made you think of people you liked as enemies. And it's like anytime someone flipped and said anything, it's like they were on the wrong side of the tracks and you were just going to cast them out. Fox News went through that for a while because if they say one thing that wasn't on the side of what the viewers liked about Donald Trump, if it was a little bit of criticism, it turned so many people off. And the whole thing was all those people that surrounded Donald Trump, there's a lot of those people that I really like and still do. And if there's a little bit of criticism, it turns some people off. I'm not like that, but I just saw, man, it got like you either have to love them or they're out of my life forever. And it got like that the last couple of years. And that is just killing the Republican Party.
It's killing everything. I mean, it really is. Yeah. The biggest negative effect that this show has ever had was the Trump effect. It's just a fact for just the reasons you articulated that with the president and his followers, many of them, you could not say one cross word or you were dead. And that's the first time I experienced it in my 20 years. And I hope I never experience it again. I hope it's not like that for Biden. I hope if Trump comes back in 2024 or Ted Cruz or Haley, whoever, I hope it's not like that again because it's absolutely 100% harmful and 0% helpful.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think that if we can get away from that, and it is damaging long term for sure, because if we just get into this, we got to get into our tribes deal. And the tent keeps getting smaller on your side. That's not good. And then you guys, you can look at it from a talk show perspective. When your listeners hear something, and even if you have an opinion that might be different from theirs, it's if you're going to threaten losing them forever because of it, that kills the industry. I mean, that kills talk radio.
I think we can all band together, though, over hilarious memes like the one of Bernie Sanders at the inauguration.
Absolutely.
I know that made an impact on you, Ryan, right?
Oh, man. I looked at that and thought that reflects me based on this whole quarantine deal, because when I go out anymore, it's all about comfort. I'm not trying to impress anyone. And it's so easy when you're married because you don't have to impress anyone anymore. You don't have to keep an eye out and like, oh, I need to look good just in case. None of that stuff. So now you're used to working in sweatpants and keeping yourself comfortable in your basement. And I'm like, you know what? If I were to be invited to something, that's exactly how I would show up. I wouldn't want to go there and pretend to be warm when I'm freezing cold. No, I'm wearing mittens. I'm getting a giant jacket. I'm going to be comfortable. I'm not going to mess around with the appearance. I really respected that. And you know what? I think that's going to be me from now on.
I love that picture of, and we're of course talking about the photo of Bernie sitting alone on the Capitol steps at the inauguration, just looking completely miserable in his mittens and his parka. My favorite part of that is there's another really popular Bernie meme that's like, I'm once again asking you to, and then you fill in the blank with whatever you want to say, listen to Overnight America, listen to DGS. He's wearing the same coat in that meme as he is at the inauguration, and that just brings the Bernie energy. Like, I've got one coat, it's good enough, I'm not buying something new just because we have a new president.
I loved it. So, Ryan, what do you got going on tonight?
Well, I had Wolfman Jack on my mind because there was an interview that he did with Charlie Brennan about maybe 2 or 3 weeks before he died back in 1995. So I'm going to re-air that interview tonight. I'm trying my best not to do politics because I'm so burnt out by it. So it looks like we're going to be airing an interview that's about 25 years old.
Cool. All right, guys, coming up at 6 p.m., we have Charlie Brennan's interview with Wolfman Jack. I'm not above that. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Just about 5:30 DGS. Gonna play a new game today. Listener sent in. First, I just thought of something that made me laugh. Has anyone else seen that commercial? I think it's for Purdue chickens. And the point is, almost all of our chickens are free range now. And the chickens appear to be like in their own front yard. I think one's drinking a beer. And it's like celebration by, it's like, and the chickens are all like, yeah! Have you seen that?
No. If
they just came on and said, hey, I'm Frank Purdue. I just want you to know that we treat our chickens as well as we possibly can. You got me. But it's like the chickens are having a friggin' party. Mm-hmm. We all know how the party ends.
I was going to say, do they ever show the next day?
Right. But look it up. I forget what the song is, but it's like Katrina and the Waves walking on sunshine or something. Yeah. Someone's just super happy, and the chickens are all like, And the farmers are walking amongst and betwixt the chickens, and the chickens are like, top of the morning. Farmers are like, I'll kill you later.
Wow. My neighbor behind me is like an urban chicken raiser. They have chickens in their yard, and sometimes like the chickens get out and kind of like wander into my yard, and it's always very weird, like looking out the window and just seeing like a couple of chickens walking around.
Were they dancing to celebration?
They look to be having a blast. They were drinking a beer, like David mentioned. So maybe that's a chicken thing. Maybe it's not a Purdue thing. Maybe
the creators of that commercial didn't cast the chicken in the blue pants.
Right.
Oh my
Seriously.
Goodness.
You're an ad genius.
No, he's too expensive.
They've made a mistake.
He's got swagger. He's too expensive. They don't have $1 million to give the chicken.
You can't kill that chicken. Once a chicken puts on pants, you can no longer eat it.
Yeah.
It's like the cow that got out
of
the
truck.
One
of the few rules I live by.
A chicken wearing pants is technically a human at that point.
Mm-hmm. Oof. All right, Rach, take it over. She's in Studio G, and she will be hosting this game and explaining it to all of us.
Have I been on this whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't. You were cracking me up, Dave. I couldn't tell. No one was interacting with me, so I just couldn't tell. Isolated in here.
It's weird in there.
All right. So we're going to play What's Yours Like? This was a board game that was sent to us by listener Stacy. She tweeted at me last week to let us know that it was coming. So this seems fun. Let's try it out. The object of the game is to figure out the secret word on the card, which I have, and the fewest number of clues. So you're all going to be playing individually. There's no teams here. Mm. And what we'll do is if it's Dave Glover's turn, he will take off his headphones for a second, and I will give you guys the secret word, just like we do in Pyramid. So the listeners will be able to hear. Everyone can hear except Dave. Mm-hmm. The object of the game is for Dave to guess what's on the card using the fewest amount of your guys' clues.
Oh.
So, for example, birthday is the card I have in front of me. Too vague of a clue would be something like, everyone has one. That's really vague. That's difficult. And if you can use a clue like that, but politically it's probably a bad idea for you because once it's your turn, someone else can be just as vague with you.
So if it's birthday and I say outer space, that's bad form.
That's terrible. That's awful.
Is there a limit on how many words you can use? Or
yeah, in the clue.
So like if I said, this is a special time to celebrate when you were born.
Now, okay, that's a great example of maybe too good of a clue, Dave, because the point is for you to be able to guess in as few clues as possible. So you want to play clean, but you also don't necessarily want them to be able to immediately guess it. Correct.
I got it.
All right, so you guys think we understand this?
Let's try it. I'll go.
So Dave goes first.
Okay.
Dave, can you hear me? Mm-mm. All right, guys. The secret word is freezer.
Okay. And we want him to get it. I'm sorry, I'm confused.
You don't want him to get it, but you also don't want to be a complete jerk because he'll come back and bite you. Yeah, he can put his headphones back.
Okay. I'm just going to go start the Jeep while you're explaining this to Sue.
So why don't we go Andrew, then Sue, then Tony. And then if we need to do another round, how about Dave gets, everyone can give him at least two clues. But after that, we're just going to call it and you're just not going to get the point. Otherwise, we could be here all day.
All right, so I'll go first.
But I don't want him to get it. Okay.
I'll give you a clue, Dave.
Okay.
We're keeping it fresh.
We're keeping it fresh.
Keeping it fresh.
Hmm. My clue is really cold.
Refrigerator.
No.
Okay. No. Am I supposed to be guessing to each one?
I don't care.
You can.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
What you got, Tom?
I'm not going to read this entire instruction booklet.
Every clue seems too obvious.
I know.
Like, how do I give a clue?
This game is hard.
That he doesn't get.
That was his clue, Dave. Yeah. Go ahead.
No.
I thought he was going to say, "Cash me outside." How about that?
How about that?
Which would have been the perfect clue, honestly.
Ice cream.
Freezer.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
So Dave gets it in three guesses. So I'm going to give him 3 points.
Traffic from the Ambassador Midwest Floor Traffic.
Hang on.
Something go, Sue,
go! Something happened. No, sorry.
You probably
fine.
Hit that little button down by your waist.
Yep.
So it's kind of like golf.
That's called
the highest score loses.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right,
so
Andrew.
I got a birdie.
Oh. Goodness gracious. All right, I'm going now?
Yeah.
Par four. Okay. Par four.
Everyone turn down so Andrew can't hear.
Yes, I can hear Dave's loud and clear.
Check. How about now?
Nope.
All right, you guys, the secret word for Andrew is thermostat. Okay. And he can put his headphones on whenever.
You going first, Sue?
I guess so.
Okay.
House control.
Thermostat.
All right.
Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome. I forget that Andrew guesses everything. Dang it.
All right, Tony's turn. Go ahead and take them all off for me, brother.
Would you have gotten that?
Sir. Yes.
No, you wouldn't have.
Everyone would have.
No.
Even Ryan Recker would have.
Okay.
House control.
Not a thermostat.
All right. The secret word for Tony, it's actually two words. Trash can.
Wait, I missed it.
Trash can.
Thank you.
Is this really similar to Name That Thing, or am I crazy?
It's almost like Name
but
That Thing,
we don't
only
have
the opposite.
Words, yeah.
Yeah. I like this. This is fun.
You can put them on, Tony.
Put them back up.
He was looking at me.
Okay. It's my turn.
Yeah.
Yes, Dave.
Oscar.
I would have. Grouch?
No. I need like a buzzer so I'm not just going, no. Someone gets it wrong. No, stupid. It's not Grouch.
Expired.
Expired.
Yeah, he's dicking you.
I'm not dicking you. That's a good one.
I think it's a decent clue.
Trash?
Not quite.
Oh, I know then.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, then I'll just skip. If you know, shouldn't he guess
trash
before?
Trash can?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, just, I'm still giving you three skip. Clues.
Yeah,
so.
No, for sure. Yeah. For sure. I agree. Because I had two wrong guesses and got it on the third one.
Yeah, oh, I gotcha.
I agree. No, for sure.
All right. It's Dave's turn again, correct?
Is there a way to make this into a contact
Sue?
Sport?
Oh, what about me?
Oh, yeah. It's Sue's turn. I'm sorry. Right. I can't see Sue, so I completely skipped around that round. Sorry.
Every wrong guess, we throw like a stress ball at you. That's
yeah,
a contact
give him a Hertz
sport.
Donut.
All right. Sue's secret word is basement.
Okay.
Okay. Sue, so you can put your headphones back on.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Sue, sorry I forgot you on that one. That's my bad. Apology not accepted.
I am not good at this. My clues
let me
are
go
too
first.
Good.
Think of it. See, it's the opposite of Name That Thing. And
I'll go first.
Dave's going first.
Okay.
I'll do okay.
Albatross.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, we totally can do that.
Is that a good clue, Rachel?
No.
Thank you.
How about foundation? That okay?
That was going to be my clue.
I think that's okay. A good clue. Okay.
Foundation. Basement?
Oh, geez,
ding,
yeah.
Ding. Ooh. She gets it in two.
12.
Despite Dave's dirty
Wait,
tricks, Sue has a better...
You can give it to her in one.
Give it to her in one.
Okay.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, yeah.
Albatross. I almost said white
All right,
bird.
So Sue is tied for the lead with Mr. Stoles. Why don't we have Dave take his headphones off again?
Mm-hmm.
Dave's next secret word is... This isn't a word. It says for me to pick my favorite Will Smith movie.
What?
So I'm going to choose Men in Black.
Okay.
The original.
All right, Andrew.
All right, I'll go first. Indrid Cold.
Indrid
Moth. Cold. Mothman. Mothman Prophecies.
No.
Richard Gere.
You can't keep guessing, Dave.
All of those were
No
wrong.
One told me that.
What was your clue, Andrew?
Indrid Cold.
Dave I don't get it.
Dave I don't get it.
I know what it is.
Dave knows what it is.
Oh. Well, I'm glad somebody gets it. Tommy Lee Jones.
Same guy.
Wow. That has nothing to
Sue's
do with
it. Sue's clue
Indrid
is better.
I don't think Andrew's made any sense.
I don't
maybe
get it.
It does to Dave. It does to Dave.
It does
when
to
he
Dave,
gets
yeah.
It.
Dave is blankly
well,
staring
it,
at
so.
You.
When he gets it, he will understand.
Oh, okay. Tony?
Oh,
he gets he gets a guess if he wants to take one.
Movies.
No. No.
Pacific Ocean. No, I'm kidding.
Man, I'm like,
He'll
I'm
get
really
it.
Lost.
Right,
now.
It's okay.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
He'll get it.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. This will give it away. Sunglasses.
It doesn't give it away.
I don't think it will, because Andrew's clue
it.
Was random.
That's a good clue from Tony.
It's a really,
yeah. It's a good clue.
I've got your back.
Men in Black?
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
Indrid Cold.
Isn't he a man in black? He's a traditional man in black. He's the one that would, he's who shows up to the scene of, you know.
No,
what?
No, not
Not
no.
in the movie The Mothman Prophecies, but in actual
Oh my gosh.
Cryptozoology.
Oh, I thought you said injured.
No.
You said
Me too.
Ingrid?
Yeah.
You heard
I thought I heard
injured
cold.
Injured
I'm
cold.
Like, what did I miss
injured
from?
I'm okay with giving Dave a two on
yes,
that.
Yes, because that was
the Mothman Prophecy. You got to expand your mind a little bit, people.
So let me explain.
Oh, he's a real man in black?
Yeah.
I want everyone to keep in mind, when it's your turn to give the clue to the person who gives you the injured cold clue, like, that's fair game.
What?
That's the
Mr.
way this
Albatross?
Game works.
Yeah.
This is political.
Okay.
This
Thank you.
I heard
Thank you,
injured
Rachel.
Albatross.
Me too.
Yes. I heard injured cold, which
that's
is
what
you
I heard,
right?
And I had no idea what that is.
Ingrid Cole?
Oh, everyone's making a bit. Okay. You know what?
Neither of the words that we heard were what he said, I guess.
We get it, Tony.
Is this, no, I'm.
is this what I'm usually like?
I'm just gonna pass on that, Andrew.
Pop those headphones off, Andrew.
I can hear Dave's very loudly.
Yeah, well, suck it.
So glad that I am in the
Dave's
booth.
Trying to match
yeah,
the
it's
energy.
Good to be in G.
All right, Andrew's secret word is three words. Let's give him a hard one because of Ingrid. Whatever the heck that was.
Exactly.
His secret phrase here is cell phone case.
Ooh.
And I'll be pretty lenient. Okay. If he says phone case, that's fine.
Yep. Go ahead, put him back on your head there. Put him back on.
Protector.
Good clue.
Helmet.
No.
Hmm.
No.
Not used to not getting
that,
them in
that
one
no
guess.
Is cracking me up.
No.
Protector.
Yeah, good
why,
clue.
Why, yes.
Protector 2.
Now, Albatross is taken.
This game is hard.
Yeah, I
Clifford the Big Red.
The protector of Birdwell Island.
What you think, Tone?
Pocket? That too vague?
I think that's good.
Okay. Pocket.
Hmm. Wallet?
No.
Hmm.
David?
Yeah, I feel like I need to help him out.
On
the third one,
Dave, like I said, this is a political game. You do whatever you want to
Communication
do.
Communication device.
Oh, nice.
A cell phone case?
Yes! Okay.
That's exactly what's on the card.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right, Sue's turn.
Oh.
Sue's secret word is handshake.
Okay. Hmm.
Get your headphones back on.
Well, put your headphones back on.
Okay.
Greeting.
Greeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Hello.
Not quite.
Physical.
Handshake.
Sue's good at this.
Hey, okay.
She got it.
That was a good clue.
Should we take a break?
Let's do one more because then the whole round will be done.
Okay. Tony?
Yeah.
Tony's secret word before we close it out. And then what do you think, Dave? The end of the game?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Okay. It says for me to pick my favorite carnival food. So how about caramel apple?
Mm.
Okay, Tony, you're good?
Yep. Would have been okay with not finishing the round.
Okay, so.
No, just because I feel
like
I'm bad at this
game.
Yeah, I do too.
No, I think it's a good game. I just feel like I'm bad at it.
Novelty fruit.
Good clue, Dave.
Oh, that's a really good clue.
Novelty fruit.
We're instinctually trying to make the clues as short as possible, too.
By the way, Sue wins. She has the least number of clues.
Novelty fruit. I don't know. Give me another one.
Bad for your teeth.
Oh.
Bad in the old toofers. Rough on the chompers.
Rough
lemon
on the chompers.
Heads? Like some kind of candy?
No.
No. Halloween season.
Jack-o'-lanterns?
A.K.A. fall.
Eckerts.
Oh. Apples.
So
pumpkins.
Close. Caramel apples.
Caramel apples.
All right. Yeah.
That's what's
Did this
yours
seem like?
Like
a game of slow people? It felt a lot like that.
That's how I feel for sure.
Yeah. Back at the home.
Mm-hmm.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fiona Shy of 6 p.m. DGS. I'm not sure how I feel about this. Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, I just got a text from Grace, who is driving in the car with James, who apparently is saying, I hear Dad. So
aww.
I wanted to say, hello, buddy.
Aww.
Hey, bud.
Has he never heard you before?
I'll see you soon. No, he hears. Yeah, no, he's heard me before. But she just texted me and said, we're listening. Can you give James a shout out? He keeps yelling at you through the radio. So, hey, bud, I'll see you soon.
Hi, James.
Hi, James.
That will never happen again with Phoebe.
Oh, no.
Did you guys used to do that?
It never even happened once with Grace.
You know, Phoebe has never thought, I shouldn't say this. She's told me how proud she is of me, but the show has never impressed her. She was impressed when she would see a Fox Paw van.
Mm-hmm.
That would impress her.
Well, because she grew up with it.
Yeah.
It was just normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But no, she's like, it never comes up. I started to say, I'm not sure how to feel about this.
Should I tell my kids to stop listening? Are we going to?
You're fine.
Okay, all right.
You're fine. Grace should turn it down. James should listen.
All right, I like it.
Oh, you know what? Do you want to do your story that James would love? Or can you not?
Let's not.
Okay.
Well, now I'm intrigued.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
My story is the Jetpack Man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jetpack Man turns out to be a human-shaped, life-sized drone.
Oh, no way.
Oh, so somebody was just flying.
Which is pretty cool in and of itself.
Why?
What?
Why
and
was?
And we know this?
That's what they're
like
saying.
A theory?
I thought that the person had passed away.
No, that was a wing guy.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking about the Rocketeer in California.
Two different mysterious flying men.
Yes.
Why did they make one that looks like a person? But what's the purpose
probably
of that?
Probably for exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Get
attention.
I mean, I'm sure
they win.
Every time that some news outlet showed pictures and said there's a mystery, I'm sure that person was like, mission accomplished.
I mean, that was the only way, right? Because there couldn't have just been a guy with magical jetpack technology just like out there.
I think they could.
Yeah.
Without anybody knowing about it?
Yeah. Tony Stark did
rich
it.
Rich person.
Yeah.
So, Dave, when you say you don't know how you feel about it, is it your brain just kind of being unable to accept that this is without a doubt going to be our future, like drones flying over everywhere, filming everything, delivering things?
It's that since I was a little kid, I have been especially attracted to jetpacks. Johnny Quest, it's a show called Arc 2, which I think was only on my television. but I've just always thought jetpacks were the coolest thing ever. And so for there to be a jetpack flying at 3,000 feet is really cool.
Okay. I love the way that
So
Rachel...
you're more disappointed.
Yeah, but then at the same time, like, that's pretty cool. Like a life-size human drone.
I love the way Rachel's like, are you referring to the dark nature that society is heading towards
every
day?
You know what this means.
And you're like, no, I just want to fly, man.
You know what this means? If you had the money and the motivation, you could make a flying drone of someone's like dead mother and then just like fly it around their house.
Yeah, you could do that.
Right?
The one that they show here is in camo and is missing his right hand.
We can still work on your hypotheticals today, Dave. They're going to a dark place.
No, I meant that one.
Okay.
Yeah. It'd freak people out.
You could also do like a fairy flying through the air.
Oh, God. Boring.
Happy sunshine. It's
maybe
legal
a pterodactyl.
Yes.
No, torment people with ghosts, Rachel. Torment people with ghosts of loved
ones. I thought mom was dead.
Oh, and she got a jetpack.
She's zooming by the window.
I'd be
with
behind
a
bush next door.
Where did you get a jetpack, Mama?
Oh, jeez.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.